Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Bryant, and also the owner of Abundant Life Living and a life coach. In the title of this podcast, it uses the word Zoe. Zoe is a Greek word that means the absolute fullness of life. Each week on this podcast, we'll be discussing topics to help you do just that, to help you live the absolute fullness of life. We will give you practical steps and tools and strategies to live the life that God has destined you to live. So I encourage you to make sure to set your alarms and tune in weekly as we help you, as we empower you, as we inspire and motivate you to go be all that God's called you to be. Thank you so much for listening and take care. Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryant, and I will be your host. This is episode number 5, week of February 10th. We are going to be discussing seed and potential. For the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the importance of seed in our life. We talked about why seed is necessary in our life. We need seed in our life in order to live. We talked about what type of seed we need in our life. And we talked about in order for us to decipher that, we need to kind of take a look, do a self-examination and take a look at ourselves and see what's coming up. What are some of the things that I'm being challenged with? And with that, that can help me to determine what type of seed I need to go get so that I can cultivate that in my life and begin to make the necessary changes so that I can deal with those things that maybe I may be challenged with in my life. We also talked about why we need to plant and cultivate seed. Again, we need seed to live. We need seed to live. I'm going to say it one more time. We need seed to sustain us. In order to become all that God wants us to be, we need to make sure that we are getting the proper seed in our life. What is seed? Seed is a living thing. Seed is the source of development and growth. Seed is something that will supply or furnish us with something that causes or stimulates growth and development. We need seed. I cannot stress the importance of having the seed in your life so that you can grow. I use the example of, you know, maybe I'm being challenged with my finances. You know, I'm maybe not managing them properly. So then I need to go seek out the proper seed that's going to help me, that's going to teach me, that's going to help me grow in that area. So I may need to go talk to a financial advisor. That's a form of me getting information, me getting seed so that I can get some necessary tools to begin to make those changes. You know, maybe I need to learn how to budget. You know, maybe, you know, from the spiritual aspect, I need to go see what does the Word of God say about finances and about me managing them. And properly managing them. What does God say about finances and how He wants to bless me? I need to just throw myself into the Word of God and research and find all the information I can, because I need that seed planted in me so that I can make changes. And then as a result of that seed being planted, I'm going to cultivate it by doing the work, as the financial counselor says, okay, you need to create a budget. So I've put together a budget. That budget causes me to become disciplined. Okay, so I've got some disciplined seed in my life. See, that seed is helping me transform. Seed is essential to potential. Potential is something that we're going to start talking about probably for the next couple of weeks on the podcast. And I wanted to kind of correlate how seed and potential really kind of go hand in hand. So again, to establish the definition for seed, seed is the source of development and growth. Seed is a living thing. Seed will supply or furnish us with something that causes us, causes or stimulates growth and development. So that's what seed is. So let's talk about what potential is. Potential is this dormant ability, this untapped power, hidden strength, reserve energy. It's unleashed talent that every individual possesses. Everybody has potential. But the difference is many of us don't understand the potential that we possess. And see, when you have the proper seed in your life, when you allow that seed in your life and you're cultivating it, and it's that seed is causing you to grow, it will help you to begin to discover your potential. Because we said that potential is this dormant ability. In other words, it's this power that you have that you don't even really realize that you have. When something is dormant, it's sleep. It's undercover. It's almost hidden. So potential is your hidden ability, and it becomes unhidden. That potential becomes unhidden when you begin to use it, when you begin to allow that seed in your life to begin to expose the ability that you have. Potential is so vitally important. Many of us want to know, okay, well, what's my why? What's my purpose? Why am I here? See, when you begin to understand your potential, then you can really discover your purpose. Your potential is going to lead you to your why. Your potential is that dormant ability. It's that untapped power. And when you begin to understand the potential that you have, it will begin to illuminate or cause your eyes to be open as to why you exist. See, one of my strengths is I am an encourager. I am a life coach, and one of my strengths, if you will, is that I have the ability to inspire, motivate, and encourage people. I believe that God has gifted me to do that. And so I use my coaching skills that I have been taught to help me help me to begin to really release that potential that I have to be that encourager, that a motivator, that inspire. But that came through me being in certain situations, me being in certain jobs, me being in certain positions in the community, whether it be, organizations or in my church or what have you, where I begin to unleash this ability. I remember I was asked to kind of emcee. We were doing some type of a church event, and I was kind of asked to be the master of ceremonies. You know, I had never done that, but I did, you know, a really good job as per the folks told me. You know, they were like, wow, you did a really good, and I didn't even realize I had that ability until I got up there and did it. I released that potential in me. And then with that, you know, I began to do other things. And so even in my job now, one of the things that I do is I give presentations, you know, and that all came by me stepping out, doing what I was doing in church. And it's like, okay, you have an ability to motivate, inspire, and encourage people. And so as I begin to step out, as I begin to release that, it's like, oh, wow. And so now I'm on this journey to become better at it, you know? And so the more I do it, the more comfortable, the more secure, the more my confidence is built up, and you can see, you know, that ability, that potential in me come forth. But it came through me taking a step, you know, and doing some things that maybe I hadn't done before. So from that, I began to see, oh, I have an ability to motivate. I have ability to encourage. So that even spurred me to go on to become a coach, where I help to empower people, help them to figure out the things that they already want to do, but maybe they just need that support. And so as a coach, I'm here to empower people, to help them find their own answers by championing and encouraging and supporting them in the path as they continue to make life-changing and life-giving choices in their life. And that came by me allowing certain that the seed of speaking and motivating, encouraging, and by allowing that seed to be planted, you know, within me, it caused this potential of me being able to speak publicly and give presentation. It caused this potential, that a dormant ability that's always been there. That's always been there, but I didn't realize that it was there until I was placed in a situation to where I began to utilize it. I hope this is making sense. So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about this idea of potential and why potential is so key. If you are not sure what your why is, when we talk about what a why is, we're essentially saying what your purpose is, because you need to understand that everybody is on this earth for a reason. You are not here just to take up space, not here just to breathe air, but you have a distinct purpose. You have a distinct destiny that God placed inside of you. And it is your responsibility to unleash that. It is your responsibility to begin to discover that. It's your responsibility to get out there and allow those gifts, that potential, to begin to be unleashed. But that it's your responsibility. It's your mandate, if you will. And so we're going to be talking about potential and why it's so important. You know, as we've laid this groundwork of seed and how we need seed to live, next we're going to go on to potential. We're going to go on to understand how do you begin to discover that potential that's been dormant inside of you, why you need to release that potential. We're going to look at maybe some of the things that might have been hindering you from releasing your potential. When you understand your potential and you understand that ability that you possess, it's going to lead you right smack dab to the purpose of God for your life if you don't already know what it is. It's time for you to discover who you are and to discover the potential that you possess. My name is Tanya Bryan. I want to thank you for listening to Living the Zoe Life Weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I encourage you to join us next week as we continue to explore more about potential. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your week. Take care. You have just listened to another broadcast of Living the Zoe Life Weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. If you would like to learn more information about the services that we offer, please visit our website at abdlifeliving.com. Also, we have an upcoming 4-week online class called Who Are You? Discovering Your Potential. In this class, you will begin to get clarity and explore who you really are. In addition, you will begin to understand the importance of potential. You'll look at what's been blocking your own personal potential, and then you will look at and explore how to begin to unlock your personal potential. This 4-week class will begin on March 5th and go through March 26th. It will be every Thursday, so March 5th, March 12th, March 19th, March 26th at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The fee for this course is $75. There are payment options if necessary for you. You can actually go to abdlifeliving.com/potential to register for the course. Thank you again so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.